Welcome to the Leaderboard Lowdown,
the latest in gaming news and updates.
Are you ready for today's gaming news? After over 5 years, Fallout 76 has reached a new peak of 40,000 concurrent players on Steam. The game started out with a very buggy and unfinished release, but has become a really good game in the Fallout franchise. The spike in player count may be attributed to the release of Amazon's Fallout TV show adaptation, which has been critically acclaimed as one of the best video game show adaptations to date. Fans who have watched the show have said that it stays true to the source material more than they thought it would, and that they were impressed with the show's quality. Amazon has a track record of releasing good TV shows, such as The Boys, Invincible, and Hazbin Hotel, but video game adaptations have been known to be usually bad. However, with the release of the Fallout TV show and movies such as Sonic the Hedgehog and Super Mario Bros., that stigma is going away at a rapid pace. Apple has removed their first ever official emulator from the Apple App Store. However, it isn't because it allegedly encourages piracy of other games. It's actually because the emulator itself was pirated and ported onto the Apple App Store. Several copyright claims have been made against the quote-unquote new IGBA emulator that was supposed to emulate Game Boy Advance games. As a result, it got kicked off of the App Store for piracy. The emulator being pirated onto the Apple App Store is a huge step back for the Apple gaming community because this was the first official emulator released on Apple devices, and it may be a long time before we ever see any sort of development in the Apple emulator scene. However, unofficial emulators still exist for iOS, such as RetroArch and PPSSPP. However, both emulators are missing key and essential features that would allow the emulators to work properly on iOS. Skybound, a AAA game studio, is crowdfunding a new Invincible game based on the superhero series of the same name. Invincible has a mobile card game that isn't extremely fleshed out, but Skybound is looking to change that with a crowdfunding campaign that has a goal of $5 million and has already raised over $463,000 within days of it getting posted. Skybound has worked on other Invincible projects in the past, such as the mobile game that was previously mentioned in Invincible Presents Adam Eve, but they also worked on the beloved Walking Dead game series by Telltale, so they are a reputable company to work on the game. The game looks very promising based on their previous work, however, the game's release date is still unknown. That is all the time we have for the Leaderboard Lowdown this week. Thank you for listening once again, and we'll be back next Thursday for even more awesome gaming news!